In lots of cultures around the world, it's not often that a new mother sets her newborn baby down. There are no electric swings or rockers or car seats or strollers. Instead, mothers wear their babies in a sling or wrap most of the time. The practice, called baby wearing, has caught on in much of the Western world these days. Wraps and carriers that look like everything from flowery scarves to army packs are trendy. But there are still many cultural barriers that prevent mothers here from wearing their babies 24/7. Leela Rankin-Williams, associate professor in ASU School of Social Work, wanted to find out if there were any measurable benefits of baby wearing, and the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about her new study and what she found.
Start by describing for us how you approached this study. What did you have to do?
Well, I really wanted to do some research where I could draw some conclusions about the benefits of baby wearing. So I took a group of teen moms and I did a randomized control study. So half of them received a baby carrier and half of them received another baby item. And so those moms were asked to wear their babies in the carrier for at least an hour every day. And I followed up with them weekly just to check in and make sure that they were complying and if they were having any trouble with the fit of their carrier.
And what did you find? What did they report?
Well, based on the survey data I collected and some videotaped data that I did with the moms and their babies, I was really excited to see that there was some health benefits for both moms and babies. So they were sleeping better, both the moms and the babies that were being worn at night. They had fewer physical symptoms like upset stomachs, headaches, those kinds of things. And ultimately, I was really excited to see that the baby wearing was associated with greater breastfeeding rates and with fewer difficulties bonding with their baby.
Right. So why do you think that is? Is this surprising to you in any way?
I don't think it's surprising at all. I think it's more surprising that we're just sort of talking about it more now, because this is really holding your baby, wearing your baby close to you is a natural part of parenting. And the carrier is really just a tool to help us hold and keep our babies closer to us for longer periods of time.
Yeah. So why is it that that's important for a newborn to be close and physically close to their parents?
Well, one of the most and primary things for a newborn is that they want to be able to trust that there's going to be somebody that's going to feed them, that's going to pick them up, that's going to change their diaper. It's our first basic developmental task is that starts in infancy. And so if they can develop that bond and develop that trust with somebody else, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the mother, though we often talk about that, it can be any caring adult, that's going to set them up for success in the future to navigate the next challenges that come in development.
How does the theory of the fourth trimester sort of play into this?
The fourth trimester is basically that first 3 months after they're born is really considered still part of that infancy, newborn period. So they want to be held all the time, as any mom knows. It's hard to put that baby down because they want that connection and they want to feel safe and secure ultimately over any other need that they have.
Right, right. So we talk about baby wearing right now in America that seems like this new cool thing to do. But this is not new at all, right?
Definitely.
And in fact, it's not uncommon in many countries around the world.
Right. I think that's one of the funny things about the way that we parent here in the Western world is that we've really moved away, I think, in a lot of ways from more natural parenting styles because of the function of we have to go to work and we have to leave our babies sometimes places or we have to transport them in the car. A lot of devices that we use, like swings, really separate us physically from our babies. And so our parenting looks different than it does in other parts of the world.
How did your own experience play into this as a mother? Did you do this and find some benefits?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, when I had my first child, I thought I was super prepared for this with all of my background. And then I found myself in that same position where I just wanted to put the baby down. I was like, I can't put him down. Why can't I put him down? He should just be happy to sit there. And I remember the nurse that phoned me said, well, babies need a lot of cuddle time. And I remembered that I had a baby Catan, which was one of those soft, stretchy wrap carriers. And I put him in that. And suddenly he just relaxed. He actually fell asleep. And I had two hands. And I felt like I wasn't stuck in that chair anymore. I felt like I could get up. I could kind of feel like a normal person. I could, you know, wash some dishes or I could sit down at the computer and write an email to somebody. And so I started to feel myself getting more connected back with the real world. And I realized that that was something that I wasn't expecting to feel so isolated after you have a baby. Mm-hmm. And so really, I'm really passionate about not teaching people about baby wearing because it's already been here forever, but just letting them know that this can actually help you parent.
Yeah. So I remember reading a book when I first had my baby a few months ago, the Happiest Baby on the Block book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that, the author talks about women in African countries who wear their babies all day long and their babies hardly ever cry. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, that's tough, though, because here in America, like you said, we have policy and cultural mm-hmm. barriers that just sort of prevent us from doing that. Like if you have to put your baby in a car seat, you have to go back to work. Do you think that those things are detrimental to parenting?
No, definitely not. And I think because exactly the way that we work in this world, we have to use these devices. Like we have to put our baby in a car seat if we're going into a car and driving somewhere. It's absolutely not safe to wear your baby in a carrier and go driving, for example. But I think it can be useful to capitalize on the opportunities that we do have when we're with our babies. So when I come home from work, because I'm a full-time working mom, I try to put my baby in the carrier and then I go about the things that I want to do when I get home. But at least I'm connecting with my baby and I have my hands free so I don't have to just sit there, but I'm connecting with my baby and also doing the things that I need to do.
Yeah. So I also want to talk about the effect this might have for dads, right? Like when you have a baby and you're a mother, like there's sort of that immediate connection that you might have with your child that is more difficult for another parent or maybe an adoptive parent to mm-hmm. have. Could this help with that?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a lot of potential there to bring in other caregivers. And you're exactly right that a lot of times that attachment and connection for dads comes later, grows, because they're not able to breastfeed or have that sort of immediate connection. They didn't give birth to the child. And I've seen it in the dads that chose to wear the babies in my study, where they put the baby in and the baby's safe and they can take their hands away. And they're like, oh, all I have to do is this and I can just walk around. And so it's something that is easy for them to do, and then yet they're still parenting.
Leela Rankin-Williams, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.